Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. It has been quite the morning here in the office. I've got a little cold, so that set me off a little bit. And then the computer must have a little cold or a virus because it's not wanting to work. Internet went down, and it's just been one calamity after the other. But before the computer just went down, I saw this breaking news on where it is a nightmare. A plane is in quarantine at JFK Airport. About 100 people are ill. It's coming from Emirates flight from Dubai. And it says three people have been taken to the hospital, but the initial reports indicated that up to 100 folks were feeling ill. Fevers and coughing must be what I've got. Fevers. I don't have any coughing. It says the flight landed at JFK this morning around 9:10, where Port Authority police and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention were waiting in a staging area to check passengers. The mayor's office confirmed on Twitter that a plane, what would we do without Twitter, huh? That a plane had landed at JFK with sickened passengers saying the aircraft had been quarantined. Chopper 4 was over the scene, and we're about to, it says, where about seven ambulances were lined up, as well as about a dozen of other emergency response units, including police and Homeland Security. Well, we'll see what takes place with that. That's kind of interesting. It's ongoing. It's happening right now, unless it's been fixed since my computer went down. But today we have Melody Cederstrom with us, and we're just going to bring her right on. I don't have a monologue today, so we're just going to bring her right on and talk about what is going on. Melody, how are you doing?
I'm doing just great. Thank you very much.
Well, don't take any airplanes anywhere.
No,
not
no,
to Dubai,
no, no,
anyway.
No.
Don't go to Dubai.
No, no.
It doesn't sound good, really.
I mean, that's kind of, you know, interesting and scary at the same time.
Yeah.
But,
it is.
Anyway, it's great to be here.
Thank you. What did you think of that circus yesterday up there in D.C.?
It's continuing today.
Well, I couldn't tell you because I can't see anything. Computer's trying to come up. I tell you what, these computers, huh?
I have the hearing on in the background, and, you know, I listen to some of these questions, particularly from Feinstein, and, I mean, it's just like...
Seriously.
I mean, it's just like you... Their thinking is just so bizarre.
Well, it has to be because they don't have any real, they don't have anything against this man in reality.
No, they don't. And I even saw someone make a comment. They all know that he's going to get confirmed. They're just making these issues just so they can make them, you know, just so they can.
Just to stall.
But they look like idiots.
Be careful now.
What they are.
Well, you know, and yesterday they're sitting there. So you got to be careful how you fold your hands, apparently, how you fold your arms. So this young woman sitting behind Kavanaugh, did you see that? And they were just claiming she was making a white supremacist Nazi sign. Well, she's got Hispanic and Jewish blood running through her veins, so that made a lot of sense. White supremacy. So she's jumped to the other side. I don't know what she's done.
You know, it's crazy. Amazing, you know, because this morning Feinstein was grilling him on, you know, birth control, abortion and, you know, gun control and everything like that. And it's just like, you know, he would try to answer and, you know, he wasn't going in her direction, you know, so she would just interrupt. They're just idiots.
Where was their mothers? Their mothers should have raised them better.
But, she was definitely talking about Roe v. Wade, and she's talking, we need to have a woman be able to control her decisions over her body and so forth, and to have some concern of the fetus. And I'm thinking, how cold are these people?
It is amazing to me that they keep bringing that up. They're so afraid they can't kill babies anymore, Melody. And he can't change that.
I mean, it's just Feinstein. I mean, it was just, and you know what? They're so concerned. What is amazing, because she rattled on.
Okay.
About how, you know, the issues and so forth, and I kind of lost my train of thought there because my big old watchdog started barking.
I saw that. I heard that. I didn't see it. I heard that.
You're good if you can see it.
Yeah, no, I'm not that good.
Yeah, I mean, it just really is, it just boggles the mind on, you know, their thought process and what they believe is proper and so.
Well, I don't think they care what's proper. I mean, what they did yesterday with the yelling and the screaming. We didn't have time to read these documents. We just received thousands of pages, and we didn't have time. That wasn't the truth.
Crimea River.
It's like, you guys all voted on this guy once before. It's not like he's a new face to them.
Yep.
And I think it was 100% before. So now I guess they've got to, you know, what did you do wrong before? Was he a bad judge? Did you do a mistake before? I mean, what's going on?
I know.
I just thought yesterday was such a circus. It was just unreal and so immature. It was just immature. So then they bring in their protesters, which we've seen some of those faces before. I thought I recognized a couple of them. I'm like, wait a minute. I think I've seen them on the street before here with these protests. So I guess they're paid protesters. And they brought them in. It was all staged. Wouldn't you have liked to have been? Did they have a pizza party when they planned that? Did the Democrats all have a pizza party? Let's do this and let's do that. And you come in at X amount of time, and then you come in at this time, and we'll make sure that the police drag you out right in front of the camera, and we'll all have... Because it was all staged.
Well, of course it was.
Choreographed.
Yes. It's just a show.
Maybe Weinstein helped them. Maybe Weinstein directed it.
Maybe. It was just a show, and it was a disgusting one event.
And I had read someplace where it said that these few people that are doing this, they don't care about what the other 3 million Americans that want to hear what Kavanaugh has to say. They want to hear what's going on. And instead, they made a big debauchery of it. I mean, just made a mess. And anyway, so...
Although I was listening to some of his answers today, and he was... You know, he was very well scripted, and, you know, you couldn't, you know, catch him off guard and so forth, but he was pretty scripted and stuck to it, and a couple of things that he was talking about, I'm thinking to myself, huh? I mean, it was like he was not issuing an answer.
Well, they said not
to. You know,
to.
In any way, and, you know, perhaps, you know, there is no answer to give in some of the questions that they ask.
Well,
but
they were talking yesterday that Ginsburg said, don't answer things. You should never answer in how you think you might vote. That,
right,
you know,
right.
In fact, I think that started with hers when she was nominated and went before Congress. But you shouldn't do that. For one thing, you don't know, because it's all a matter of what is in that particular trial or whatever that they're bringing forth. So
the case is.
Yeah, the cases are going to be different, and so you know you shouldn't even answer those.
But you
things.
Know what's just so disturbing is not once do I ever hear the word Constitution.
No,
mentioned.
You don't. Well,
not
now they did. They want to make sure.
Okay, maybe once.
Well, it wasn't okay, in a good way. It wasn't in a good way. Is what I was trying to say.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, they never mentioned the Constitution. Not, you know, my job here is to follow the Constitution. Okay, yay.
Have you read it? Because I'm not sure any of them have. Well, we're going into a break.
Too many pages.
Yeah. What's it, 12? Well, I guess it's
too
more
many.
Than that since they've added the amendments to it. All right, we're going into a break. Your calls are welcome. Melody and I are having a good time. We'll get down to business here pretty shortly. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home. Made in America is more than a slogan, it's a brand we should all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing, the only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America. Liberty Tabletop creates a high-quality flatware with a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bring America home with Liberty Tabletop. Visit my website, csctalkradio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 1-844-386-2338. LibertyTabletop.com. Use the promo code BethAnn. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We have Melody Cederstrom with us today of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. She's a sponsor of the show with DGScoins.com. You can go right there, DGScoins.com. Her number there in her office is 1-800-375-4188. That's 375-4188. My cold is just, it's driving me nuts. Anyway, Melody, just getting back to this Kavanaugh thing and the circus that they've made of this. And, they started protesting before he was ever nominated. They had their signs ready to object to whoever it was the president nominated. And we can go back to what they're doing and what has happened to the president since he's been in the White House since election, and how it has been the federal judges that the Democrats have put in place that have gone against the Constitution. They've gone against the president every step of the way to drag things out, to make it take longer. They don't care about the security of this nation. And it's some of the Republicans. I'm not going to just blame all Democrats, but they seem to be the ones that have given in. They used to, when my kids were little and they got upset and threw a fit, we called it threw a fit. Now they're calling a meltdown. So the Democrat Party has had a meltdown, and they're no longer the Democrats of our great grandparents or grandparents. It's totally a different situation. And their display yesterday was despicable, I thought, and just so immature and un-American. They weren't letting the process unfold. They were objecting every step of the way. And they choreographed it. You know, maybe if they hadn't had their pizza party to plan all that, maybe they could have read those documents. But anyway, I don't know. It's but that is how they've been trying to rule this nation, is through these federal judges that are very liberal and very unconstitutional. So it is important, and you know, they've made a mockery of what this nation is supposed to be.
They absolutely have, and you know, perhaps anyone watching the proceedings, maybe you know, a couple people might look at it and say, yeah, you know what, yeah, maybe this is getting a little out of hand and out of control and so forth. But it is despicable, their behavior, and it's to think that these people are in there. But you know what, I think it was Orrin Hatch. I was listening to his. You know, and he loves Kavanaugh and so forth.
Yeah.
But he made this statement. You know, they always have to pat themselves on the back like they're these great
people. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So forth,
they're pretty
you know?
Full of themselves.
And Orrin Hatch is in there talking about, well, you know, I've been at every one of these proceedings for every one of those Supreme Court justices. And I'm thinking to myself, yeah, you've been there too long, buddy. You know?
Yeah.
And he is leaving. And it's just like, that's the problem. You
exactly.
know, the problem is they've been in there for 30, 40 years, and it's like, you know, they've made the careers. We all know this. Your listeners know this. And, you know, we don't see any of the fixes. You just can't drain the swamp until you fix the term limits. That's the only one thing that you can do. And the other part is the campaign finances. That's got to be changed.
Oh, it's
you know, they can't, they shouldn't become millionaires through their campaign finances, and it doesn't allow anybody to run against them.
Yeah.
So
well,
it's
corrupt to the core, and the core
corrupt,
is Congress.
Period.
And we can talk about the FBI and the CIA and some of the things they have been doing, but Congress is the ones who have control.
And they're just sitting there doing nothing.
Absolutely nothing. Because
it's almost like they want this system to implode on itself.
Oh, I think they do.
And
to a degree.
They don't even whisper. I mean, it's bizarre.
No, they're not
so
even
quiet.
Ashamed of how they are anymore.
Absolutely.
You know, and they sit there and talk about, you know, particularly the Democrats here lately, talk about the children and then what they did with Molly. You know, it was absurd. And that was beyond despicable. It was just evil what they had
Absolutely.
Said. And it just goes on and on and on. And the American people were just kind of stuck. You know, what do you do? I mean, you watched that last night or yesterday, and it's just You want to just go strangle those people, you know?
You want to, you want to smack them.
Yeah, well, yeah. Well, after you get them down, then you can strangle them. I don't know. It's just a mess, but it's, you know, when I was talking about them bringing up the Constitution, they want to make sure that, you know, are you an original constitutionalist, you know? Is they're going to stick to what it really says, or are we going to deviate? You know, that's what they're worried he'll be an original constitutionalist, and I don't know if those even exist anymore, especially in the judges, but it's, or in Congress. But it's, you know, they're worried about him following the Constitution. That's what they're worried about.
That's what they're worried about.
Yeah. So, you know, they wanted to ask him if Roe versus Wade, if he felt like it was unconstitutional. And I said, they're asking that because they know that it is.
Mm-hmm.
They know it is, and they don't care. So, anyway, it's almost comical, but it really isn't, to see how they want to bring the women in and the children in, and they're sitting there acting like this is just going to kill women's rights. You know, I guess if they take abortion away, you and I can't vote anymore.
Okay.
It's the end of it. It's just the end of us, Melody.
It's the end.
It's totally end.
Not going to do it anymore. Ain't going to do it.
No. They're just nuts. But anyway, what's going on in the gold and the silver market? Let's get down to Melody business here.
Well, I think most of the listeners, we had another backfall on gold and silver as of last week, but it was a short week heading in. Well, it was a short week this week heading into the Labor Day holiday last week. So we have had light trading and so forth. And as usual, they put pressure on gold and silver heading into the 3-day weekend. So everybody gets to talk about, you know, how great the stock market is. Those prices were higher, and, you know, it doesn't give anyone any concern as while they're out there spending and so forth. And so, again, we're beginning to see gold and silver come back, but they were hit pretty hard last week. And we had a couple of good days, but they hit it again yesterday. Well, we're just, you know, trending around, you know, the 1,200 level. It just can't seem to hold that 1,200 level, so it is an important level. And silver is just all over the page, and platinum is just out of the page. I mean, it's the only thing I could think is we're having so much problems in these emerging markets that, you know, it is having an impact on some of these white metals that are used for industry. And, you know, we're seeing, you know, maybe some of the sanctions with, you know, because Iran can't purchase precious metals. And, you know, you have, you know, Russia who produces a lot of the palladium and so forth. So, I mean, it all ties together somehow. And then there's just the plain old manipulation that you add to it, and, you know, the dollar strength. And the dollar strength is going to put pressure on gold. We have seen gold, the dollar pull back a little bit today. It's down almost at 95.15, but, you know, it is, you know, stronger than, you know, what it was. And again, we're going to be seeing this as, you know, with these stronger dollars, the trade deficit is continuing to jump. The Commerce Department said today that the trade gap jumped 9.5% to $50 billion, increasing for a second straight month. And so, you know, we might be able to see a little bit of a drag on the third quarter. I don't know if it'll be as strong as what everyone is anticipating. And I do believe the second quarter of 4.2 is an anomaly. I don't think you're going to see 4% again. But with all the things going on, and with we really don't know how many of these tariffs are on product, and when they go on, when they come off, the different countries that the agreements are, have sort of been eliminated for or put on hold, and it's kind of hard to follow through to see exactly where we're going for the third quarter GDP. But with a stronger dollar and the trade deficit, I mean, with the trade tariffs, this is something that we're going to have a deficit in the trade. So, and this is at a 5-month high also.
Well, I had wondered about some of those things, and I'm going to talk about that when we come back or ask my questions, because I'm one that has the questions. I don't have any answers, but I kind of wanted to know about some of the things that are going on in the market and how that is affecting everything. And this mess that they're doing in D.C., that has to affect the dollar and the economy. I mean, people can't. I don't know. Anyway, we're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Go to dgscoins.com and sign up for Melody's newsletter there, dgscoins.com, and call her in her office at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. But she's here right now at 877-895-5410. Melody and Beth Ann, we'll be right back. I injured my neck in the late 1980s. My life changed with the pain and the spasms. Other than that, I was perfectly healthy, but pain kept me from resting. One doctor recommended an expensive pillow. It was cylinder-shaped. He told me I'd have to take the stuffing out because I was too small for it. I tried that pillow, and it didn't work. Through the years, I tried other pillows, and they might work for a short time, and I ended up pitching them out of bed. In December, my husband bought a MyPillow for me. I was skeptical for obvious reasons. I'm still using the MyPillow. It's a record, and I'm sleeping better and waking up feeling better. It didn't heal the neck from the injury, but it calmed the spasms. I personally endorse MyPillow. But don't buy it off the rack. Call them at 1-800-978-6168 or visit their website, MyPillow.com. They have a different feel consistency to fit your sleep style, belly, back, or side. MyPillow is a sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, but you have to use the promo code BethAnn. With a 60-day guarantee, there's nothing to lose. MyPillow.com. Promo code BethAnn.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller. But now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says, private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. However, global governance says, private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A Short Course in Global Governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.
Made in America is more than a slogan, it's a brand we should all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing, the only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America. Liberty Tabletop creates a high-quality flatware with a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bring America home with Liberty Tabletop. Visit my website, csctalkradio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 1-844-386-2338. LibertyTabletop.com. Use the promo code BethAnn.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. Now, I was asking a couple of different questions, was what I had in my mind to hear Melody, was does it always affects the gold market and the stock market when we're going in or coming out of a holiday weekend. But we also last week, I think it was last week when, or right at the beginning of the week, I'm losing my weeks, when Mexico decided to join on the trade deal with President Donald Trump, and with the United States, I should say, and Canada is still mulling it over. Those things all affect the markets as well, and the gold and silver as well, do they not?
I think everything affects, you know, the markets, and certainly, you know, there was a little pressure on gold after that was released, that the agreement with Mexico was made, because, you know, people are thinking, well, there's not going to be any tariff problems, you know, so, you know, trade is going to, you know, continue to some degree and so forth, and there's no big arguments. It's not going to be a tit-for-tat type of thing. However, we still really don't know what's in that agreement.
It's true.
And, you know, all we hear about is the automobile manufacturers in Mexico is going to increase the employees' wages from $3 an hour to $16 an hour. And, you know, everything is going to be good and great. And I haven't really, you know, seen anything other than that that's been touted. And certainly the percentage of parts and so forth that has to be made, that was increased on the automobiles and everything from, I think, like 62% to 70% or 72% or something like that. But other than that, we don't have any other details. And so, and I don't think they're releasing any more details, or at least I haven't seen them, until this agreement with perhaps Canada. But, you know, Canada is still holding strong as far as some of the things that they want done and everything. And, you know, we'll have to see how that proceeds. But everybody knows where their bread is buttered. So, I mean, you know, yeah, they're going to come around and, you know, do what needs to be done so, you know, they can continue working with the United States. And, you know, I mean, as far as I know, Canada supplies a lot of lumber to the United States. Yeah. And, you know, so, you know, they're not going to jeopardize that. And, you know, everybody's building homes, so, you know, they need that lumber. So, and rates did go up on that. You know, taxes, tariffs were placed on the lumber after we placed some other tariffs on them earlier this year. So I don't know. It takes a while for things to fall through,
right?
And to follow through into the economy. See, and because and the reason is because we really don't get the truth on everything. Doesn't matter what administration, we don't get the full details of what's going on, and so it's hard to, you know, have some sort of a future insight. That's why I stick with our money. Because I know what our future insight is when it comes to, or insight into the future, because we know what happens when a country is governed by fiat currency. And this is what we're seeing, this is what we're experiencing, and this is how it's going to continue to play out. There's no ands, ifs, buts about it. It's that simple. Right. We can't grow ourselves out of the problem. Certainly it's good news to some, not if you work for the government, but they're not going to get any raises. But the whole point is that money that they're saving, the government's saving, is just going someplace else. So it's not like it's actually cutting back and saving money. It's just going in somebody else's pocket.
They used to call it, well, they call it pencil pushing, too. You know, they take from one and give to the other, and it doesn't really go back to the people at all. It doesn't really end up that way. I had an article here that I didn't get to read it in depth and study it, but it was talking about the NAFTA deal, and that was one of the worst things. And it was, of course, that was Bill Clinton that signed that NAFTA deal between Canada and the United States and Mexico, and that Trump is promising to renegotiate that, and he is in the process of doing that, and that it really is destroying the legacy of Bill Clinton, which I could care less. But some of the bad deals that these presidents prior to made are being renegotiated, which, you know, it's time to renegotiate. Even if they were good deals, sometimes you still need to renegotiate something. And so we're just going to have to see how that all pans out. It's like you said, it takes some time before you really know what's
Like the NAFTA deal. If you look at the NAFTA deal, I mean, actually, it was actually being created under the Bush administration. Clinton signed it.
Mm-hmm.
But it took, you know, I mean, the biggest time frame of jobs leaving this country was, you know, probably after 2000 during the Bush administration.
Yes.
When we really saw the millions and millions of jobs leaving this country. And that all happened after Y2K. And everybody says, oh, Y2K didn't happen. And I was like, you know what? We became globally computerized.
Exactly.
And that was the point of Y2K. Businesses have had to upgrade their computers. Whether they did or not remains to be seen. But companies did. They were forced to do. I remember speaking to one of our clients, an insurance agent, and He says, yeah. He says, I didn't want to upgrade my computers. I thought I would be fine. But the people he did business with, the insurance companies,
they insisted,
forced him to upgrade. So everybody upgraded their computers. This is when really PCs went, you know, at running up to the dot-com bust and so forth. So, you know, it was all kind of one, two, three, here we are. So it takes time. My point was that these deals, you know, to where we, you know, we know NAFTA was bad. We knew NAFTA was going to be bad. Ross Perot was on television telling everybody that you'd hear these big sucking sounds of jobs leaving this country.
And
that's
right.
Exactly what we saw.
Yeah. If I mentioned, you know, when I got out of high school, I worked for a company in Jeff City. It was Cheeseboro Ponds. They made Jergens, and they made, you know, the different lotions, Ragu, and they made a lot of different perfumes and creams and, you know, but Q-tips is where I worked. I worked in the Q-tip department, and they made Q-tips. And all of that pretty much went south. None of it. They still have a plant there, but they don't make Q-tips there. They make some of the lotions yet, I think, or the plastic form, and because they had the plastic department too, they made all the bottles and all that. But you know, it all went south. That sucking sound worked. It really did happen.
And you know, it's not even the job. I wonder is the jobs, but the quality.
What
happened to the quality? People don't know what quality is anymore. And then there used to be a distinct difference. I can remember when you would go shopping for clothing. You know, you went to the better department stores. At that point in time, it was Macy's. It was the Bon Ton. And I can remember the sizing. If you bought something of quality, it always fit like a glove. But if you went into the lesser stores where I went, they never did. You know, there was a difference. The material, now it's all the same.
And it's all shoddy. I mean,
it's all shoddy. I
bought a blouse several years ago at, I'm trying to think, I think it was Goody's. They're not even open in Jeff City anymore. And it was really a pretty blouse. It might have been TJ Maxx. I can't remember. It was a white blouse. Button up the front, had kind of wooden buttons. Every one of them came off. Every one of those buttons. Not a one of them stayed on. And I'm talking within the first time I wore it, like the 24 hours. You know, it's just such poor workmanship.
Yeah. But, I mean, this is what we get when we've offshored our manufacturing, our textile manufacturing. And, you know, when your clothing comes from, you know, various third world countries.
And, you know, they talk about the slave labor that's used, the child labor or the slave labor.
Nobody talks about that anymore.
No, they don't want to talk about that. Come on. And the children in New Mexico in that compound, they didn't matter either. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. We're visiting today with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. She is a sponsor of CSC Talk Radio. You need to give her call at 1-800-375-4188 and get yourself started or increase your portfolio with some more gold and silver. And Melody and Beth Ann will be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free. And I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-978-6168 now and use promo code BethAnn to take advantage of Mike's buy one, get one free deal. The offer expires August 1st, so don't delay. Order now by calling 1-800-978-6168 or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code BethAnn.
Are you local to the Colorado Springs area and interested in exploring political philosophy through moving, real-life stories? Join us Saturday, September 22nd at the University of Colorado in Colorado Springs for inspiring personal accounts of those that have fought for individual liberty under the most extreme circumstances. This lecture series, Heroes of Courage and Liberty, will feature incredible speakers like Michael Lella, whose father's life inspired the Amazon number one best-selling book, Beneath a Scarlet Sky. Also speaking will be Dr. Don Viet Hoat, a political prisoner in Vietnam for over 16 years. We'll hear from Dr. Isaac Chung, one of 11 children from a Chinese-Vietnamese refugee family and author of Where the Wind Leads. This program is sponsored by the Foundation for Economic Education. Please visit fee.org/UCCS for more details.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Anna visiting today with Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. She is a sponsor of the show. I'd like you to visit her website, sign up for her newsletter if you haven't already. And that is just simply DGScoins.com, DGScoins.com. I am working on an article for you, by the way. I'm just a little slow.
I know.
I asked you a few months ago if you could still use them. You said, yeah. So I'm working on one. No, I am working on it. I've had a lot of distractions here lately that have taken into all my writing. I haven't been writing. You know, I started my book. I haven't got back on that. It's just been too many distractions. But anyway, we're going to get there. I've got a good one coming.
Okay. I'm looking forward to it. So the listeners have to go to my website, dgscoins.com, go to the little mailbox, click on that, and it'll take you to where you can sign up for the weekly newsletter. So website, dgscoins.com.
And the phone number in the office is 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. So I hear that phone ringing. I think I hear that. Well, let me say, believe in something even if it means sacrificing everything. You know, Nike's might have to sacrifice a few things. I don't know if it'll hurt Nike or not. What do you think of that, Kaepernick?
Oh, you know.
Does it really matter, does it? Of all the things in this world, that's the least of our worries, I think.
You know, who wants to pay $200-$300 for a pair of Nike shoes anyway? You know,
they don't even make high heels. Come on, or flip flops.
No,
they don't even make flip flops, do they?
They don't make them in the. I don't think they make them in the United States either.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so. So, I really don't, you know, I don't have much to say on that, that I can say on the air.
But it's a nice little phrase, believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything.
One has to be sacrificed.
That's what I said. To me, he hasn't sacrificed much of anything. But
no, he hasn't.
No.
And just like someone said, well, you know what, if he was a good player, he'd be playing. Because I don't think the NFL has any moral.
No, they don't. I think they've proved that over and over
player,
again.
You know, he'd have a job. I mean, they bring back, you know, players who hit their wives. They bring back players who, you know, do dog fights and things like that. So I'm sure they would bring back Kaepernick if he was a good player.
Right. I agree. And in the scheme of things that are going on in this world, that is the least of my worries. But it was kind of interesting on Twitter as that happened, as it was unfolding, all the different comments and people burning their shoes. Really, seriously.
I know.
That'll teach him. I'm going to go burn my shoes.
Yeah. And spend another $200 buying another pair. You know? At least give them to someone who needs them. You know, take them to the Salvation Army and take them to the local church so that they can give them to somebody that can use them. Don't burn them.
Does a $300 pair of tennis shoes feel better than a $50 pair of tennis shoes?
$20
pair of tennis shoes.
They actually might feel better, but.
Well, I won't spend that much. Then I've never had a tennis shoe that I felt comfortable in anyway. I know. So anyway, of course that means I got to run or do something, you know, exercise. So anyway, we're about out of time. This is the final segment. I just wanted to throw that out there because I wanted to see what you had to say about the little comment, you know, believe in something even if it means sacrificing everything. But, you know, there is some truth to that. You know, I believe our founding fathers did that. They sacrificed pretty much everything for liberty, for somebody like Kaepernick, I never can say his name right, and others.
If you work hard and you have goals, I mean, you do sacrifice. I sacrificed here with this business.
Sure you do.
All these lives. I'm sure you've sacrificed in ways in order to do what you're doing. And I'm sure many of the listeners have sacrificed things in order to, you know, do and be and who and what they are. So if you have a strong belief but you know, again, Kaepernick, I don't see, you know, maybe in his mind he feels he sacrificed, or Nike thinks he sacrificed, but I guess sacrifices can be different for each of us. But
you know, the things that he claims that he's for or against don't reflect the things that he stands with, like Castro. And he's still standing and thinks Castro's a great guy. And you talk about abuse of people.
Oh.
You know, that regime is terribly abusive and enslaves people and just, you know. So, you know, he
sacrificed being a human being.
Yeah. But I do think that our founding fathers did that. I mean, I think I don't know that they lived by that phrase, but we know that they pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honors, and they gave up
Absolutely.
Everything except their sacred honor. And they did that for people like that you could have a freedom of speech. And however, I think they might have kicked him out of the country for standing for Castro. I'm not sure. I think they might have, but they were a little stricter about some things than we have been in this day and time. But we have about a minute and a half left. And
I just want to encourage the listeners, if I may, we do have the 90% silver on the 50-cent piece. It's a great buy at today's prices. And we have the Kennedy halves, Walking Libs, and Ben Franklin. So you do get a mixture. They're circulated VG Plus condition coins. We pretty much bought out all the AUBUs. Can't find much of that anymore. But
wow.
But we pull out all the worn ones and so forth. So I think everyone will be pleased with the quality of coins that they receive in their packages. And you can buy one package, two packages, or 100 packages if you like. We've got 90% silver, and it's a great great buy. It's the best buy for silver right now. So give us a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-418. There's more and more warnings coming out that anywhere from now until the June of 2019, there's going to be a lot of things that are going to be unfolding. And a lot of changes coming our way. And so get prepared.
There is. And you didn't give any amount of that package. Did you want to give an amount on that package? Or?
They're $200. They have come down. They're $285.
Okay.
$285 if you purchase two. It'll include free shipping.
Okay. Okay. Good deal. Good deal.
Yes, it's absolutely
appreciate
a great
that.
Deal. And but they have to make the... make the call. 1-800-375-4188.
That's 1-800-375-4188. Thank you so much for being here today
with
us, Mary.
The hour
I appreciate
went by very
it.
Quickly.
Did. It went by really fast. I appreciate all that you do. We'll see you again in a couple of weeks. And
thank you very much.
All right, thank you. We appreciate everything that you do for CSC Talk Radio. You've been listening to CSC Talk Radio with Beth Ann, and you know it really does. It does take all of us. Melody is helping us here, and we have so many things to be thankful for, but it takes all of us to bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
Girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules, a must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty, understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.